This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
This is the home of the binary trigger. This is the home of Reformation. This is the home of Providence. Check them out. And excuse my throat, at franklinarmory.com. Excuse me. Normally, we'd be doing the 1911 University, but Joe is hunting. Bow hunting. So he's out there bow hunting in the bushes. And he will be back. So for right now, no, it's just going to be me and you and my throat, unfortunately. The American Civil War that we've endured, which, you know, I wasn't around for, you weren't around for, still is the bloodiest conflict we've ever fought. It was a defining moment for the nation, and it left an imprint that remains to this day. And all of that was for the better. For starters, the rigid regionalism that was heavily entrenched was washed away. Americans views themselves as Americans, not Virginians and Alabamans and Georgians or New Yorkers first. The U.S. as a national identity was forged out of the ashes of this conflict. When the war began, we were 34 states. And when it was over, we were one nation. The notion of military officers resigning their commissions to join their state secession efforts is alien today, but it was not back then. We share common principles. We're also a country where folks move more frequently. There is mobility, but that doesn't mean that a sizable slice of the population that wants to annihilate the other won't be any less destructive. The ties that bind us together. The notion that we're one country united has been a buffer for the vicious divisions that led to our Civil War. And there were many other issues as well, but you can discuss that amongst yourselves. As we're looking today at the difference between the left and conservatives, the way we value different cultural norms and view the other as alien, the question has to be asked. Are we on the path toward another bloody, destructive conflict between the states? The lines would be different. It would probably be the coast versus the rural interior instead of north versus south. But I digress. A lot of people will roll their eyes when you bring up this notion and start talking about a new civil war or armed rebellion against the government. But nearly 70% of Americans think we could be reaching that point, according to another poll. There's always a poll. Why is there always a poll? Somebody tell me that. Coming from the Washington Examiner, we get partisan political division and the resulting incivilities reached a low in America, with 67% believing that the nation is nearing civil war, according to a new national survey. The majority of Americans believe that we are two-thirds of the way to being on the edge of civil war. That, to me, is a very pessimistic place, said Mo Elifi, the executive director of Georgetown University's Institute of Politics and Public Service. And worse, he said, in announcing the results of the Institute's battleground poll, the political division is likely to make the upcoming 2020 presidential race the nastiest in modern history. In June of 2018, Rasmussen found that 31% of voters felt a civil war was possible within the next year. And maybe this thing is being overblown. It's a very divisive time. Tensions and emotions are running high. I just watched some video the other day of the Minneapolis Trump appearance and of Antifa there and everything else. And Antifa, you guys are really good at screaming. Why you got to scream? Do you not think we hear you? Will cooler heads prevail? I don't know. All I know is that this nation, what we became after our first Civil War. Slavery was abolished, and the national identity we know today emerged from one of the most brutal moments in history. Should this mean that we sit back and say, oh, okay, well, since some good came out of it, let's go ahead and clear those decks again? Should we be that cavalier with it? My simple answer would be no. This is not something we should look at and be lighthearted about it. Now, there's a couple of things that would occur. I don't know, how would this Civil War fight out? Most of the places on the coast are blue. So that means they're pretty much disarmed. So is the populace going to come out and attack us with ball bats? Are they going to come at us with a bunch of striking instruments into what is going to turn into a shooting war? And if they are, why would they even bother to show up? The best war, the best fight in combat is the one you don't have to fight. Even Sun Tzu said that. So, I don't think we should look at this, and I certainly don't think that we should look at fellow Americans, even though they do with us. That's the other thing. Even though they absolutely burn us, if they could. They would burn us in effigy. They would burn us alive, period. They think it's okay to throw concrete at us. They think it's okay to hit us in the head with bludgeons that's going to split our skulls. They think it's okay to surround one person and beat him half to death because they don't agree with his political opinion. Now, I didn't watch these kind of shows when I was a kid, but back in the 60s, they had just as virulent a differing of opinions, but they were very, very civilized about it. They referred to each other as their friends. They sat around in suits, in armchairs, and discussed at length, very calmly. Maybe because smoking was so prevalent. Whatever it was, there was some sort of more calming effect in the 60s when we were having these discussions than we do today. Now, I guess it's perfectly okay to go out there and destroy a bunch of stuff that doesn't belong to us, go out there and burn a bunch of things that don't belong to me. There's nothing that is not allowed today. And that's the interesting part. That's the most interesting part of all of this. Nobody believes that good manners is something to envy, to admire. But when all that's said and done, when it comes down to this notion that people think there's going to be a civil war, the chilling part of that is that becomes normalized. That becomes normalized. And I don't know, how far out on the limb do we want to go? Do we want to say, well, if civil war, if it's coming, we may as well fight it, right? Yeah. That's not what we want to see happen. So, the nation is leaning that way. They're beginning to believe this is inevitable. But remember, just because they say it is inevitable, that doesn't mean it is. Don't worry so much about the polls. Worry about your surroundings. Be aware. Keep your eyes up. That kind of thing. If you're listening to me, you're equipped. Not because you're listening to me, but because you're equipped. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Let's go to the phones. Trucker Dave on the road. Yes, sir.
Trucker Dave checking in, Bill.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at a lot of traffic trying to get across the Ohio River here in Wheeling, West Virginia. They got bridge work. So my advice to anybody traveling that way is seek an alternate route. Bill,
all right.
I thought maybe I would catch Joe Chambers on tonight, but
he's bow hunting. He is bow hunting. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, he's got the better gig than either one of us.
I guess so, yeah.
I wanted to just pick his brain and allow him to expound on what he does, what he thinks is the way to go when you're trying to make a TAC driver for 1911. Because I've got a couple of 45s. One's an old used Ballister Molina.
Wow.
And the other is a 1991, a Colt model 1991.
I remember
they
those.
TAC drivers, yeah. They don't drive TACs, though.
I think what he would tell you is that, and this is just me musing out loud, okay? The first thing he's going to be worried about is things like the way the barrel fits. So if you probably have bushings, right, on those
right.
guns?
Barrel bushing fit. You got to have tight.
Got it. He would work on that. He would probably work on the slide as well as the spring. Because for him, the spring is a big thing. He can watch you shoot in slow motion. And he can watch when he's watching to see what happens when that slide goes forward and goes in battery. He does not expect to see the gun tilt too much past a certain point. If it tilts too much past a certain point when it slams back into battery, he thinks it's oversprung. And so he makes those adjustments. And I have shot one of his guns. And everything about what Joe does is based upon how that particular gun is going to work best, right? So he doesn't have like a template that he uses. He does have some best practices that he uses when he starts putting a gun together. But I mean, basically, when he's putting everything together, it's, you know, two or three file strokes, put the gun back together, run out there, fire some rounds, come back in, look at it, see how it felt, see how it looked. And then make more micro adjustments. His is a very slow, deliberate process.
Well, I guess slow and steady will win that race then.
It will. It will. And
small improvements and don't take off too much metal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, that's the other thing. See, the way he's setting these guns up, like I've had Kimbers, I've had Rock Islands, I've had Springfields. And in the beginning... And some other things. Now, my Army issue pistol that I had in the 80s, the Ithaca, that thing, you couldn't wear any more metal away from that. That thing was as smooth as it could be because it had been fired so many times. And, I mean,
it was 40 years old, right?
Yeah, it had seen World War II service when I was in the military. So, it was pretty much wore down. Now, for some of us, we don't want to wait that long. So there's two routes we got to go. There's two routes we got to go. We can either buy the gun and let it grind itself down till it gets to where you want. But all that's going to do is just make it sound better. You're not going to have that grind or that scrape that you hear with the newer gun. The fitting part of it is something you're going to have to go to somebody to have done. And I don't, without Joe being here, I don't know if Joe just does barrel fitment or if he just does springing or if he just does a trigger job. I know he has done some trigger jobs. He's offered to do a trigger job for me at some point, but I don't know how much I'm going to need that since he's building the gun for me right now. I may never need a trigger job. I may have it, but there's a lot. The thing about the 1911, 1991, 2011, 2019 platform, whatever, whoever's calling it, whatever they want to call it, is there are so many people that have done so many things with this platform that it's really just the sky's the limit. It's just how far do you want to go?
Okay, you just threw out the term 2011. I've heard you use that before when talking with Mr. Chambers, and
yeah,
What exactly is the 2011?
The 2011, the phrase right now, the 2011 is a double stack 1911 platform. And it's a modular, the ones that I use, the ones that are on SDI, the ones that Joe buys from SDI to build his guns with, they're polymer. So the whole slide, the whole upper, both the lower part of the upper and the upper slide and everything else, that's metal. And then it's mated to this lower, and that makes it a 2011. Because
double stacked?
Oh yeah, they're double stacked. Well, With the 45, you're looking at a 13 round capacity, and with the 9mm, you're looking at 20 rounds, 30 rounds, depending on which magazine you get. So yeah, they're double stacked. They're a little wider. Well, and that's the thing. They're real. When you look at a single stack versus a double stack, and you take away these don't have grip panels, the 2011, so they're just a little bit thicker than a single stack in actual circumference.
Amazing how they can do that.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. The gun industry is quite a clever industry. They certainly are.
Yeah,
very clever, those boys.
The modern gun industry. We have to admit that we must be living in the golden age, because you can get just about anything you want if you can afford it.
Absolutely, and I mean, even in the the CZ series, their polymer guns, the $500-$600 guns. Those guns are outstanding. Look at SIG. Look what SIG's doing. Look at what Springfield's done. Look at Glock, of course. Look at all these guys. Look at Walther. Everybody's in a competition to have a better trigger, more capacity, smaller, slimmer. It's just a win-win for all of us that buy them.
Yeah, buddy. We love to be a winner. That's why I entered the contest the other night that you were talking to Dan from Hive Technologies.
Yeah, did you win?
Well, I haven't checked the email yet today, so we'll have to wait and see. But I did enter the contest.
Well, if you haven't won, you should resubmit that email.
All right.
Resubmit that email. Tell them that you talked to me.
The
Halloween giveaway. Yeah.
That's right.
Resubmit that email, Trucker Dave, and you call me back and let me know when you find that out. I'm about to run out of time. Thank you very much for the call, sir. Keep the shiny side up.
Thanks for your time.
Yes, sir.
All
right. Trucker Dave. I just love me some Trucker Dave. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina has a message for House Democrats, including Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
If you believe you have a case, vote to open up an inquiry, allow Republicans to have a say, make sure the president is allowed to participate in a meaningful manner.
Graham also is introducing a resolution condemning the impeachment investigation in the House. The largest fire in California right now is the Kincaid Fire in Sonoma County. Mike Parks with Cal Fire says hundreds of firefighters are responding.
Fire is currently staffed by about 500 personnel, numerous agencies from all northern half of the state. We have approximately 8 air tankers assigned, and the VLAT is on its way now. The very large air tanker is on its way now.
The fire has forced 2,000 evacuations after burning 10,000 acres, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. There is an old yoga maxim out there. We become what we hate. And I would probably take and extend this to include fear, because it isn't just hatred that drives certain actions. Fear does as well. Fear and hate are two points in a continuum. We seem to hate what we fear, implying that we must feel fear first. If you accept that premise, then you begin to progress toward a paradox of opposites, where we first become what we fear, and then we become what we hate, which is a sort of phenomenology which is part and parcel of the very nature of passionate conflict, to turn one into his own enemy. Supposed anti-fascist forces utilize fascist tactics in their fights while they're trying to pursue their agenda. People decry others as Nazis while emulating Nazi method. Corrupt politicians fight corruption with corrupt practice. People think the path to non-discrimination is through targeted discrimination, and the most effective way to secure individual freedom is to initiate total control over the lives of every citizen walking. Now, if you wanted to, you could deduce that this inversion of identity is facilitated by a loss of sense of propriety in the pursuit of what was formerly a goal that was in focus. That would seem to argue that the adoption of an end justifies the means ideology that allows a person or group to believe that bad actions, even evil ones, are acceptable if the goal is achieved. Propriety is that set of unwritten rules by which mutually understood limits are understood. Limits which are necessary to the preservation of a society, the protection of a culture, a respect for, you know, an awareness of, a precedent, and the maintenance of the institution of civil government. In short, propriety is the process by which we ask each other this question: if just because we're not forbidden from doing a thing, should we do it? Now, as Albert Camus noted, everything is permitted does not mean that nothing is permitted. Or forbidden, excuse me. When you observe the actions of the political right, you can see at least a modicum of respect for boundaries, a minimum attention to propriety. And there's respect for the constitutional guardrails that Democrats profess exist, but only for their opposition. And a willingness to stay within those boundaries has been a win in a philosophical sense, but a loss from a practical and political sense. Now, when you observe the actions of the contemporary Democratic Party, which is the left, toward what is a completely unexpected president, or at least in their minds it was unexpected, you can see the evidence of the fear and the hatred and the process by which they sought and continue to seek his removal from office. In many ways, they have exhibited and are exhibiting characteristics far worse than those that they accused Trump. Nowhere is this more evident that Democrats have dispensed with propriety and adopted the scorched earth principles of the end justifying the means than in the phony impeachment process. So, as Al Gore would say, the science is in. The evidence is legion that the Democratic Party have finally become what they profess to hate. They are actually in a very precarious position. Because I don't think the problem with trying to remove Trump from office is that he hasn't done anything. If they were to be successful with this, and they've already set so many precedents against themselves that they don't quite get it, because they believe that they're all master beings of time, space, and dimension. They believe that on one hand they can say, we're going to ignore federal law and we're going to have sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, and we're not going to cooperate with the feds, and we're not going to cooperate with the law. We don't believe the law. The law is unjust, blah, blah, blah. But then if they get out there and ban guns, they think that we're going to go, oh, well, because we're law-abiding. They think that if they were to succeed in getting rid of Trump, of course, then they have Pence. Are they going to go after Pence, too? I don't know. But if they did succeed in going after Trump, then what happens the next? There will be another time when the Republicans have everything. When they have everything except the presidency. And then what? Are they going to go after President Gabbard? Are they going to go after President Harris? And what are they going to do when that happens? Although, I am hopeful. The Republicans... This is the thing about the Democrats. The Democrats, they've been very, very successful at incrementally getting what they want. And for some reason now, with Trump in office and with the ascendance of Antifa and hashtag Me Too and all this other nonsense that's going on, which I'm not, with Me Too, I'm not saying anything against people that have actually been raped, but there have been a lot of people that have been Me Too'd that didn't do anything wrong. But, you know, it becomes a trend. It becomes trendy. So they've overseen a lot of this stuff. And what remains is that they operate without any pretense whatsoever. They'll get out there and say crimes have been committed and have no evidence. They'll get out there and say, quid pro quo, when the guy that was being supposedly bullied and muscled around and everything, when he gets up there and says, I was in on that phone call. I was the other party, and I experienced no quid pro quo. So, They have pushed us, and they believe that since we haven't risen up, and I guess cleaned their clocks, that they can just keep on doing it. That they can just keep on going this route. That they run the country. And that's just not true. I mean, watching, in the coming months, irrespective of the upcoming election, watch and see what happens in California. California is, I mean, it's teetering on the brink of chaos. Of chaos. I saw something today where some of these YouTube influencers have finally noticed Skid Row. And some of these people have traveled the world. They've been to a lot of third world countries. They've never seen anything like Skid Row. Nothing. They've never seen anything like Skid Row. All of these policies, all these things that make that kind of thing and allow it to happen and then do nothing in order to solve that issue, more and more people are becoming aware of that. California, who likes to lead the way, they will. They're going to lead the way into chaos for the left. Because they've never met a, you know, they're either going to be, the only ones who won't know about this in California will be somewhere where they've turned off the power. They won't know. The left has a, they set a fuse with a pile of dynamite under their own feet. I don't think they realize that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Franklin Armory, let me tell you, I've got two of the guns here, and I have filmed them, and epicness. But I got still other stuff to do with them. But check them out at franklinarmory.com. Have you noticed? And I've heard this so many times in the news. Trump got out there, and this may be old news, but the hypocrisy that's on parade right now is just crazy. They don't like the fact that Trump used the term lynching in one of his tweets, even though Juicy Smollett wanted to blame a lynching on him that he staged, and, you know, and lynching is it's a phrase they like to use to really ramp up the rhetoric. Democrats use it all the time. Trump got on Twitter and said, so someday if a Democrat becomes president and the Republicans win the House even by a tiny margin, they can impeach the president without due process or fairness or any legal rights. All Republicans must remember what they're witnessing here, a lynching, but we will win. In a figurative sense, it sort of is. How about that? Who likes that one? In a purely political sense, that's exactly what's going on. Somebody doesn't like my choice of language? Just remember, you can stop me if you can stop me. So, the accustomed media and left of center figures immediately began to howl like they've been stepped on. And this is unsurprising. If Trump stated, the Democrats are pouring me a cup of tea, we could anticipate the same St. Vitus dance of gibbering and hysteria and we wouldn't be disappointed. But then there's a bunch of Republicans who are finally, now, you know, when this first started, those same Republicans are now rushing, busting in doors because they realize what's happening now. They've been cut in the House. They've been cut out of government. Republicans in the House, you guys got no role with the Democrats. But that didn't keep Kevin McCarthy. You're just about a worthless pile of rumpled stuff in a suit, son. He said, I don't agree with that language. In the Senate, John Thune turned to the classic weasel term, inappropriate, Adam Kinzinger, a GOP congressman evidently out to be primary, tweeted, "You should never should we use terms like lynching here. The painful scourge in our history has no comparison to politics, and the @RealDonaldTrump should retract this immediately." So the basis of all of this is that lynching, like slavery, suffering, and racism, is a word reserved only for blacks and can only be used by them or on their terms. I guess that's scarcely an exaggeration. There are people in this country who believe that black people are the only people who ever suffered under slavery. And as the grandson of a sharecropper, I can tell you that there are a lot of similarities and a lot of things out there. The case with lynching is similar. Lynching, it is claimed, is reserved only for blacks and was never suffered by white people. And that's absolutely asinine. Crusading journalist Ida B. Wells focused for many years on exposing lynching. She carefully recorded the number of lynchings in the South, and her findings, while refined over the years, have never been challenged. There were 4,743 lynchings all told. 3,446 were black. 1,297, over a quarter, were white. The Klan and similar trash were not necessarily picky about who they strung up. It's also quite likely that some of the whites who were hanged were too friendly or supportive of black people, a fact that has undoubtedly failed to occur in today's commentators. It's also fair to point out that every last lyncher, every last Klan member, every last member of a Southern mob, in all these instances, without exception, was a Democrat. So things haven't changed that much. Lynching was also commonly practiced on the frontier. It was the major enforcement tool against rustlers during the Great Cattle Era in the 1870s, 1880s. If anything, it was more widespread and accepted than in the South, not to mention more virulent. One posse operating on the Platte hanged 35 men in a matter of days. A few years ago, a black couple were outraged to spot a noose hanging in a steakhouse operating on a cattle drive theme, while probably a less than wise decorating choice. "Would you want to tuck into a steak, I guess, underneath a noose?" It was clearly a reference to the fate of rustlers, a fact completely missed by the complaining couple, who were absolutely sure that it was directed at black people. And it seems that they knew nothing of the cattle drives. Another piece of history lost to the politically correct. Trump is not the only Republican to have referred to a lynching. Justice Clarence Thomas was accused of being a sex maniac by the same institutions that are attacking Trump today. And he termed the mob action a high-tech lynching, which effectively brought the campaign to a close. And what is being done to Trump fits the definition of a lynching to a T. A mob attempting to traduce the law by victimizing an innocent individual through extra legal means. This is clearly what Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff are up to. They don't dare attempt a legal impeachment, and so they're trying to goad the media and their fellow polls into some sort of mob action. And what's absolutely shameful and inexcusable, and no way to forget, is that there's some Republicans that are willing to oblige. As for the Democrats, I'm going to share an ancient piece of Southern wisdom that's been handed down through the generations. Ain't never been a lynch town that amounted to nothing. The same will be true for political parties. The Democrats are killing themselves. They are killing themselves. What they want in policy, what they're trying to do to the president, completely, this is so unprecedented. I mean, at this particular point, the smartest thing we could do would be to simply tell them, "We don't care what you're saying. You're not going to prove it to us." And then start. We all need to be calling the senators right now and saying, "If you get it, kill it. If you get it, kill it." This attempt to try. This is basically trying to spray ink all over Donald Trump's white shirt so he has a stain going into the election. Who are you putting up against him? Every person that gets into the lead wants to give the country away, wants to open up the borders, wants to completely wreck the economy, And I know about the dead. I know all about that. But what you guys are describing is something completely beyond the pale. It's over the horizon. I've never seen it before. That's what you're trying to sell. You want California to be the model for the entirety of the United States. And California can't be California anymore. They're too busy either dumping, you know, dropping stuff in the sky on fires, or turning the power off, or trying to not catch typhus. Dodging hypodermics, cleaning excrement off their shoes. I'm sorry that this, I'm sorry I live in a time where there is simply no civility at all. For all of the modern trappings that we have in life today. I went out and bought a new iPad the other day. It is a marvel. It can do so many things. And, all I had to do was hit a button to say my phone looked at it with the camera, and it started provisioning itself based upon my iTunes or my Apple iCloud account. It's phenomenal. I didn't have to recover anything. And with all of this tech and all this connection and all of this never not being connected to the world, we've forgotten that we all live here. We all live in the United States. And there's one side that is so hell-bent that they deserve to be in power. We're going to take power. You're maneuvering yourself into a fight you can't win. And you're putting us in a position that we're going to have to react to you. And there will be no winners in that. There will be the ones that persevere, and there will be the ones that are vanquished. And I don't intend to be vanquished. Coming up next, it is the next version, the next episode of Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care, to make my pops want to talk, and all the wisdom he shared.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.